Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Let's
On the last episode, Ape Joel, Muckmouth 10,000, and Kielbasa reunited with Sweetums and Ape Joel's original body, whilst also Joel finds himself trying to rig a centaur race to win a crystal to get Bitch Hippo to come back home. However, he's run into some trouble, and time is running out. Also, Joel,
yep.
You're crouched down behind the boulder with Bitch Hippo and the two gray aliens when... Yeah, you very much notice trotting up to you, looks like two security guards.
Mm-hmm.
Seems like they're kind of heading directly towards you.
Mm-hmm.
Within moments, they're upon the four of you. One of them has a pistol drawn, and the other one begins talking. Can you tell me what you guys are doing here? Out of bounds, you're meant to be in the bleachers. I don't think you guys are racers.
Great orator. I don't know what you're talking about, but you should shoot him.
Okay, he's like, you're right. You're what am I even doing? He turns around, plugs his friend with the pistol once, twice, three times in the chest. It takes a while because he's a centaur, but he falls to the ground in a heap. Bichipo's like, was that wholly necessary?
I shake my. I nod my head.
The two gray aliens like, well, we've got to hide those bodies now.
Hey,
that body.
Hey, security mate.
Yeah.
Do you want to like take your heft you made up?
Sure.
And just keep walking.
Yeah. All right. With a bit of help maybe from the gray aliens, this centaur, security centaur hefts his mate over his back somehow, horse on horse situation.
And if anyone asks, accident.
All right.
Yep.
Sure, mate. All right, you have a good day now.
You too, buddy.
He begins trotting away. It occurs to you that the nature of your power is that the moment you use it, the person you last used it on, it no longer works. Which sort of feels like you're a whole plan with Big Tongue Jalopy.
Yeah, but then when I see him, I can...
Yeah, that's true.
Right there.
That's true. Yeah, you'll be right. Rightio, you watch them as they disappear in the distance, and you begin to hear the rum-ba-rum-ba-rum-ba-rum-ba-rum of centaur feet. Rounding the corner are two chariots, neither one you recognize as belonging to Big Tongue Jalopy. Seems like he might be further back in the race. They're kind of like galloping next to each other and they keep slamming into each other, clashing together.
Should have got the guy that walks to stand in front.
You should have.
Damn it! Come back!
He turns around.
Quickly! Quickly, just run into the tracks!
These two slide by you. But the two security guards, like, as those two centaurs in their chariots disappear around the bend, the security guard with his mate hefted over his back walks into the middle of the racetrack. Brum, 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 brum. Another centaur comes around the bend. You see the guy riding it is like a kind of tall, stringy, yellow alien with obviously a centaur body. The moment he sees the security guard with a corpse on his back in the middle of the track, he lets out like a, what? Oh, God. They just collide. Like, it's something we never get to witness as human beings when a horse runs into another horse. We're not privy to that scene. But you get to witness it as four horses and a chariot slam into one horse and a dead horse. And then this terrible ball of horse corpse blaze it. It's just like none of the horses are properly dead, except for the obviously dead one, but they're all crippled and lying there in the middle of the racetrack. Brum, 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 brum. Another two chariots come round. They're slamming into each other, but the moment they see the carnage, they... I guess they try and stop, but neither are lucky enough to do so. 8, 10 more centaur corpses litter the racetrack. It occurs to you now that when Big Tongue Jalopy comes around, he's going to encounter exactly the same situation.
I'm like, right. So, Bitch Hippo, where do you reckon where the finish line again was?
It's a while away, I'm fairly sure.
Right. It's going to great orator the two assassins.
Hey, what's going on?
Remember, mate, you would just shoot everyone that that comes past you, including Big Tongue Jalopy, right?
What?
Yeah, of course.
What's
I
your
remember
plan
what my
here?
Job is.
Yeah, sick.
I
all
know
right.
what my job is. Don't worry, it's mate, because you can only do one at a time. It's like, what are you talking about?
Isn't that what he told you? Yeah, you guys work it out. We got to go.
Okay, then, yeah, sure. We shoot Big Tongue Jalopy. All right, you leave them conversing. Where are you heading?
All right, let's just go where the winners will be.
All right.
Because, like, there's two people, two cards that are kind of coming first and second, yeah?
Yeah.
Just go there.
You gallop your way, you like cut right through the middle of the course so that you'll arrive at the finish line before anyone else. Maybe even take advantage of some like hover train public transport littered throughout the tracks and the various bleachers so people can watch as the race occurs. Yeah. And you find yourselves at the finish line, which is basically the starting line again.
Awesome. Awesome.
You can't see any centaurs currently, but you assume that some are coming.
Right, let's just sit near. Let's head near the podium, maybe or something.
In the sky, this spaceship that has slowly been descending is getting larger and larger and larger.
It's pretty big.
So huge that the big S is almost visible on it currently.
Well, hang on, Bitch Hipper, do you know where the crystal is right now?
I assume it'll be contained within one of the buildings. Yes, and they'll bring it out the moment that the victor is crowned. Yes, so, I wouldn't know where it was. We could look for it, but I just thought I'd bargain or buy it from whoever won.
Yeah, right. I just figured we could just, Do you know how long this race is going to keep going for?
I think it's just the one lap. I mean, it's pretty rough, the race. It's pretty lawless, and there's a lot of dead people already. So I rather think that whoever wins, they'll just call it there and be like, well, let's not keep racing because...
Yeah, I just figured, do we just wait or do we just go and get the crystal now?
I mean, I don't want any more trouble with the law, so I think perhaps maybe it's best if we wait. I don't know.
God, Bitch Hippo.
You both can hear, because actually where you were hiding wasn't terribly far from the starting and finish line. You hear a gunshot, you assume that Big Tongue Jalopy may have been shot. Let's just take a moment to imagine that from Big Tongue's perspective. Big Tongue clearly, with some kind of shady Moranis mafia, organizes a hit. He cheats. Then you arrive and you're like, I got this. He's like, ah, sick. That's right, you do. Then you de-grand aura to him. So he's like, I've been rused by that guy, but thank God I got those two gray aliens to send me out. He rounds the corner. Instead of shooting the enemies, they just shoot him. Big Tongue Jalopy would have no idea why that happened. And that's very good.
His last thought would be like, what?
Exactly.
As he sees a giant pile up.
Yeah, he's like, what happened? Bang! That's what happened to Big Tongue.
Yep.
As you're debating, you hear...
Oh, cool.
Yeah, you look around and it seems like the first centaur of the two seems like it's left the other one behind. Centaur Chariot and four centaurs is approaching the finishing line. You can hear the crowd... Actually, it only sounds like half the crowd's yelling. The rest are kind of looking up at the mysterious spaceship as it begins to descend. Ape Joel, it's completely gone now. I think it's within the atmosphere of Centaur 5.
Weird spaceship. Anyway, let's get this guy winning.
All right. The Centaur with the chariot, he pulls through the finish line. The other, Centaur clearly just rounding the bend behind him, coming second. As this guy, this little alien fella in the chariot, pulls in past the finish line. He kind of slows down. He looks pretty proud for a second, but then he looks up and he notices that the spaceship is landing as well.
Yeah, so he's past the finish line?
Yeah, he's won.
Oh, gallop up to him. Oh, well done, mate. Well done. Great orator. How are you, man? Fantastic. I can't believe you won this for me. Ah, this is so well done.
It's like
well
a little done. White jelly bean with four legs, this alien. He's like, oh, Did I?
Yeah.
Won this one for you, did I?
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, that's right. I remember winning this one for you.
Yeah, I clap him on the back. Yeah, we did it,
man.
Let's go get that crystal for me.
Bitch Hippo, as you're like, he's like, yeah, we'll take you to the finishing line. They'll give it to us. You?
Yeah.
You.
It'll be you, and then I'll get it.
Right.
Have a good day.
Of course.
Yeah.
As you're going, Bitch Hippo's like, what are you?
A god, mate.
Oh, you've put the fear in, bitch, but that's he'll be right. You approach the like podium where there's clearly some like of race officials. They're kind of like tall blue centaurs.
Mm-hmm.
They kind of approach you. You think these might be like the natural inhabitants of this planet?
Mm.
There kind of doesn't seem like any surgery has occurred to these people. They're just naturally centaurs. You see that, like, two on either side and then one in the middle, quite a regal-looking centaur, brings out this glowing green crystal. Bitch Hippo's like, finally.
Yes, I know. Calm down.
At that moment, behind you, you hear the... You turn around and you can see that this spaceship, the Emperor Slug spaceship, has properly landed in the middle of the racetrack, right in front of the bleachers.
Mm.
You've got the crystal in front of you. You've got the spaceship behind you. What's your plan?
All right, we're just going to take the... So give the crystal to the winner.
They're like... they're kind of like handed over, still looking at the spaceship.
Thank you. I'm just going to grab that for me. Okay. Thank you very much.
Right, you won that, didn't you?
I did. So,
Sweet. Hey,
do I know anything about this giant spaceship?
Did you asking me?
Yeah.
Both Joels, you've kind of heard of the idea of Emperor Slug.
Okay.
He's kind of like a big-time space villain, but it's kind of like, you know, it's always off happening somewhere else. Yeah. You've got like a kind of very vague idea of who he is. Maybe like once or twice whilst looking through like the New Metal Criminal database, you've seen a picture of him. He's got like a big red cowl, the face of a slug, like a big red rose, and he's always carrying a scepter. But like, you don't really know a great deal about him.
And everyone's looking at him.
Yeah.
Even the officials and everything.
Yeah, they were quite distracted.
All right, that was good. Hey, good friend. I didn't...
Right.
The winner of this, what was his name again?
Jiffy Pop.
Jiffy
That's
Pop.
The name, yeah.
You know how you've always wanted to meet that Emperor Slug and you just want to, like, get your chariot and run full pelt at his ship?
You're right. I always have wanted
to
do that.
You've always wanted to do that. You do that and you've done amazing. All right. So, see you later. All right, Bitchippo. We're going to head off. But you do that because I know you've always told me you want to do that. You've always... All right. Yeah?
Yeah.
All right, Bitchippo, let's go.
All right, let's do some initiative
for some reason
the first time.
Is this the first part of combat? Yes, no, we entered initiative once and I then instantly tried to wog and...
Here we are.
Now here we are.
Yeah, look.
What would have happened if I had just like stayed in the ship?
You would have... Wait, which ship? Your ship?
Originally, if instead of getting stuck in that fella.
I mean, it would have been a whole different game.
The story of Ape Joel would have been...
Less loss of life,
I guess.
Less bombs, though.
Less big murders.
So, yep.
You watch as the... Like, an opening appears at the bottom of Emperor Slug's spaceship. And out of it come about six... worm-looking dudes in a kind of, like, suit of armor, but with, like, a little big worm. Kind of like Emperor... What's his name? What's the thing? Oh, Jim? Earthworm Jim.
Oh, yeah.
Sort of Earthworm Jim, but, like, realistic, so it's real nasty.
Mm.
Come out, and they seem like the henchmen of Emperor Slug, and then in the middle of them, in his red crimson robes, comes Emperor Slug himself. He bellows to the audience, or to the bleachers, "Bring me Bitch Hippo, or you will all eat shit!" that was him.
Uh-huh.
The slugworms, I mean the worm henchmen, they all take up defensive positions around the Emperor. You see Jiffy Pop get into his chariot and start to move forward. What would you like to do? You rolled pretty terribly on your initiative.
That's all right. So I've got the thing crystal in my hand. I'm going to take Bitch Hippo by the hand. Like, come on, let's go.
All right. You begin moving away.
Yep.
All right. People in the crowd are kind of cowering to Emperor Slug, but maybe one person steps forward and they're like, what do you mean? Emperor Slug is like, you fuck, you know, he's bitch hippo. He's on this planet. I know it. He begins scanning. He turns to the worms as well. Worm boys, find him for me. The worm boys begin scanning into the crowd. Seems like they're searching.
Whoop. Head down, bitch hippo. Head down.
Uh-oh. One of the worm boys points. Pink hippo, sir. I see him. You see Emperor Slug turn his head towards you. The chariot is still
that chariot going. Let me know the point of no return for that chariot.
Rightio, you're up. What are you going to do? Keep trying to sneak away?
Is that chariot point of no return? Or is it like if I was a great orator away from him, would he stop in time?
You think he'd probably be able to... So are you saying if you were to, like, great orator, don't hurt the Emperor Slug?
No, a great orator, say someone else.
Oh, right.
Is he too far gone?
You think he'd damage some worm boys if you try? He might be able to turn away from Emperor Slug, but he wouldn't be able to not injure anyone.
I'm going to great orator one of the worm boys and, how, man, you've had it up to here with Emperor Slug. Shoot him in the head.
I sure have. Rodeo, on his turn, that will happen.
And we keep moving away.
Rodeo, Emperor Slug pulls out what effectively looks like a Tommy gun and just begins firing into the audience, into the crowd. I want bitch hippo now, he hollers at the top of his breath. Mm-hmm. Everybody seems terrified. It seems very out of the ordinary. Like, there were a lot of people in the crowd that just seemed like they were like, oh, here's Emperor Slug. Whatever. This is a classic situation. But the moment he opens fire into the crowd, everybody's quite scared. Also, the cursing seems abnormal to people. All right.
Interesting.
One of the worm boys turns around and with his gun fires at Emperor Slug. Let's see what happens on Emperor Slug's turn. The chariot. You hear like a terrible, baleful, like, bellow from, oh, God! You see the centaurs be, like, turned by the reins. The, like, the galloping sound just careen into three slug boys who are trampled under the hooves of, Also, you notice that Emperor Worm and all of the slug boys aren't centaur-fied. You don't know how they're doing that. But yes, you see the three worm boys are just absolutely trampled.
Okay.
Rodeo, you're going to keep trying to slink away?
No, I'll hold my action. I want to see what worm boy does in a sec.
All right. The bullet becomes very, like, it whizzes towards Emperor Slug, but then with a gentle hand movement, Emperor Slug moves it away. The bullet slams into the big metal spaceship. And then Emperor Slug turns to that worm boy. He's like, what the fuck was that? He like grabs, pulls up his hand in like a fist-like motion. Mm-hmm. And the worm boy's head just pops.
I'm going to kind of, I'm like, okay, let's go great orator the great worm. Can I try and be like, good friend of mine.
Emperor Worm, you mean?
Yeah.
Yep. Rightio. I'm going to take old Jiffy Pop out of initiative because that's just a mess. You attempt to orate the Emperor Worm. You're like, yeah, we're good friends. Emperor Worm turns to you and he like fixes you with a steely gaze and he's like, that's not true. Oh, hang on. No, sorry. He turns to you with a steely gaze and he's like, not anymore. And then with one hand, he like points it out towards Bitch Hippo and brings his hand towards himself. Bitch Hippo seems to be just like pulled with force towards Emperor Worm.
Great orator, another slug boy. Make sure you shoot Emperor Worm.
All right. The one of the worm boys turns around, tries to shoot Emperor Worm. Where are you in initiative? Oh, you're there. Emperor Worm, once again, ting, seems to just miss him. He can kind of like move the bullet away. Ape Joel, on the space station, you can see that there's like battle stations happening. Everybody on the space station that's like staff or whatever seem to be like armoring up, getting weapons. You see like Minotaur men, Scorpion boys, bloody harpies, mer people all banding together and like locking down the space station. Somebody comes out and they're like, no more transport towards Centaur 5. It's a problem down there.
Let's take a transport to Centaur 5. Sweetums.
No. What? No, did you not hear me? No, we're banning. It's not happening.
No, do you want to come with?
No.
All right, I'm going to need you to get off our ship then.
well, you're not teleporting down, is what he said. He's like, I got more people to talk to than this beautiful ape.
Actually, what's his name?
Let's call it Mitchell Hedberg.
He's wearing a name badge?
Yeah.
Hey, Mitchell.
Let's say it's a Minotaur boy. Got a big old Minotaur head.
Hey, Mitchell.
Yeah?
Question.
What?
Have you ever wanted to be a hero using my scary ape face for good?
He's like, well, yeah, I mean, like, who doesn't want to be a hero?
Is that Emperor Slug ship down there?
Yeah.
Let's go save some lives, Mitchell.
All right. I guess.
Get the posse back together.
Mitchell Hedberg, who, let's say he's got like a snake body as well as a Minotaur.
That's going to come in handy.
Yeah. Slithers his way onto the ship.
Team, I'd like you to meet Mitchell. Mitchell, this is the team.
Oh, hello, everybody. What are we doing exactly? I don't have a weapon and can't hold anything.
That's all right. You can bite, right?
With my Minotaur head, yes.
Perfect. Strangle people with your body?
Yeah,
perfect. You're a perfect addition to the team.
Sweet.
Everyone, be nice. Mitchell, be careful of Mockmouth. She's very rude.
The fuck are you saying?
Nothing, Mockmouth.
You know, I had business on Minotaur 6, but that's fine.
We'll get to that next.
All right.
We don't want also Joel to die. Yeah, and I'm sure that he's definitely in the middle of all of that.
No, it's fine.
Sweetums is like, so you want me to fly down to the planet?
Try and land on Emperor Slug.
I'll do my best.
Let's go, team.
All right, with a... you begin... making your way towards Centaur 5.
Okay.
Radio. Also
careening towards it.
Yeah, at high speed.
All right. Hey, you worm boy, get in the way of Bitch Hippo and the Emperor.
Radio. One of the worm boys leaps onto Bitch Hippo, trying to drag him away. Emperor Slug is like, "What? Come on, for the love of God. I don't want to pop. I just want to... Oh, my God. This is trouble. This is what this is. He, pops the head of that worm boy. I'm popping worm boys like fucking crazy.
All right. Is there anyone around me? Who's around me? What's my options here?
You've got Bitch Hippo. You're standing kind of... Well, you don't have Bitch Hippo. You're basically watching as Emperor Slug pulls Bitch Hippo towards his spaceship. There are very few worm boys left, but clearly Emperor Slug is a force to be reckoned with.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
When everyone's on the same page, getting things done at work is easy. Make a bigger impact at work with Grammarly. Grammarly is your secure AI writing partner that allows your team to make their point and move faster. You can even save time by going from spending hours editing drafts to just seconds. Join the 96% of Grammarly users that say it helps them craft more impactful writing. Sign up and download Grammarly for free at grammarly.com/podcast. That's grammarly.com/podcast. Easier said, done.
Within his own right. You don't know why he wants Bitch Hippo, but he seems pretty satisfied to get him. There's a lot of centaurs in the crowd as well. The door behind Emperor Slug is wide open. There's a lot of chariots around and a lot of dead worm boys.
Who was coming? The person who came second.
They've basically stopped, like, just after coming through the finishing line and are just standing there aghast.
If I was to be like, charge the Emperor, how quickly would he get there?
He might be able to do it.
Charge the Emperor!
Radio. This guy, who let's say is just a gas, with human feet.
And the centaur?
Oh, yeah, and a centaur. So, no human feet, just a gas at the top of a centaur's body. How'd they do that surgery? Who knows? You get Grand Orator him, and he whips on his the reins of his centaur chariot, and he begins charging towards Emperor Hippo. Not Emperor Hippo. Emperor Slug. Ape Joel, you're maybe to get there as quick as you could, you even hyper-jumped. So you just find yourselves rocketing through the atmosphere. You maybe even see it also, Joel, there. Just appearing.
The fuck is this?
And going at just like an immensely dangerous speed towards Emperor Slug.
Uh-oh.
Is a very circular ship. Looks like it's had a bite out of it.
Huh.
You, maybe Sweetums in the pilot seat is like, I think we're going too fast.
I just lean over and push the lever.
We will all die. Only you will survive. You're like, that's going too far. It's just gonna, that is gonna cause
kill so many
unimaginable damage to everyone.
Shit.
You gotta die like a hero or live long enough to die like a villain. That's what I always say.
Sweetums grabs it and he's gonna try and level you guys out. You're gonna have to fight Sweetums.
Sweetums, that's fine, but just crush Emperor Slug.
If we crash into Emperor Slug, we will hit the ground. And we will all die. You realize that? I can try to hit the top of his ship, but then maybe the ship we're in will explode. What do you want? Because we don't have much time. Please answer.
Pull up, but at the last moment, so he's spooked.
Oh, no.
You're like, maybe you're watching as the chariot charges towards Emperor Slug.
Yeah, I'll get his.
And then, like, the big pancake with a bite out of it, it seems like it's going so fast. You could never imagine a world where it would pull up in time. And it doesn't. I mean, it pulls up, but not in time. You watch as the chariot gets destroyed. As this ship just turns it into a paste. And then, like a stone skipping across the lake, into the dirt and the dust. Bitch Hippo is taken aboard the ship. Emperor Slug turns to you and he's like, not this time, also, Joel.
Great Hippo, forget everything.
Oh, I can't remember a thing.
I raise my hand to the Emperor and be like,
fuck you! God damn it! Every goddamn time!
What?
We can reverse this. We can reverse this. The door to the Emperor Slug ship closes up and then...
I mean every goddamn time?
It begins leaving.
Fuck. Fuck. Oh, wait, hang on. I got the crystal.
Yeah.
Good. I think.
You were trying it.
Was that my mission? Oh, Missy DeBar's going to be real happy. No, wait, hang on.
What? Ape Joel. Frazzled.
We did it.
Maybe you've got like a huge eyes now because you should have died in the crash.
Oh, no. If I should have died.
All right. You look around. Your good friend Mitchell Hedberg is in half. You see that Kielbasa is in half as well, but then Kielbasa just forms again.
You good, Kielbasa? Scream if you're good. Scream if you're bad.
Muckmouth is like, kind of climbs out of her chair. Seems like she was strapped in. She's like, so, here's a plan. I just, you know, maybe don't make plans. Maybe you should make the realization in your own life that you're not a plan maker. It's an idea. It seems like Mitchell is the only one that took any significant damage, like is dead. Everybody else is bruised and battered up, but, you know, it's you're doing all right.
Worth a shot.
Not at all, but that's fine. Muckmouth pushes open the door and stumbles out into the sand. You going to follow her?
Yep.
You can make out also, Joel, standing there kind of looking at where the Emperor Slug's ship is disappearing.
Damn. Also, Joel! Yeah. It's me, Ape Joel.
Yeah, you're more handsome now.
Yeah, my body got wrong.
What happened?
Well, you know, I can, you know, there's yeah, no time
stop,
to explain.
Let's stop yelling. I'll come to you.
Yeah.
I clop over. Hey, look. Basically Splinterhoof now.
Oh, became you guys your own god.
Begin to realize that your breathing is not so good. None of you have centaur legs. You need them.
Hey, you guys, what's going on?
Also, Joel, now with centaur legs, approaches your ship. Mark Mouth climbs out, just like... also, Joel.
Mark Mouth.
It's a long story.
Yeah, you got. You seem to.
Can we get any? She points down at her legs. Some of those centaur legs, or at least back into space.
Get on the ship.
All right, I'll clop on.
All right, you climb on the ship. Close the door. It's cramped inside because you're the size of a horse and a man, but it's fine. You can breathe again now that you're in the ship.
That's fucked.
Mark Mouth's like, yes, it's me, Mark Mouth. It's a very long story. I'm just glad to see you're at least marginally be more sensible than this one. So that's.
What happened with the skip?
Just don't even fucking ask.
So it was a good plan that they fucking shit the bed on.
Where's Mark?
Ape Joel was making plans. Mark! Oh, he'll be back at the. He's gonna find Mark.
All right.
As the party are reunited, they instantly split as I cannot get on the planet.
That's all right. You can probably fly to where you can be on the planet for a bit. So you can maybe fly to where you think you'll meet Mark and then just try and find a place to park.
Yeah.
Where did you tell Mark to re-meet?
Oh, I didn't.
Nope.
I just said do his best. You know where the seedy underbelly... Anyone know where the seedy underbelly would be?
Mark Mouth's like, well, yeah, this little lady, you know, that's sort of my prerogative these days. So what did you send him to do?
I needed him to get basically some documents.
All right. Well, yes. Did he know anything about the CD?
No, just what we've read in pamphlets.
Right. Well, okay, this is going to be a bit sad, but I think I know where he'll be.
All right.
You fly towards, like, a large kind of canal area. It seems like this is sort of like a, almost like an aqueduct. Mm-hmm. Mark Mouth's like, yeah, so when people are dumped, when bodies are dumped.
Oh.
This tends to be the area, so if he's going to be anywhere... Are you close?
I kind of give a half-hearted shrug.
Yeah, well...
He was a good woofer.
That's good. You can see that there's a little bit of fear in Sweetum's face. He just... So he'll be dead, right? Is this just how he tweets woofers?
No.
It's not going to happen to me, is it?
No, of course not. I'm just... Well, I didn't really expect him to be dead. I liked Mark. He was a good woofer.
Mark Mouth, are you going to make a search? Try and find Mark's body?
A little squiz.
Also, Joel, you find it.
There it is.
Mark Mouth has... I mean, not Mark Mouth. Mark's been killed. He's had his throat slit.
Ah, damn.
That's a shame.
Sweetums, is there any customs for woofers for dying?
Well, yes, on our home planet, we like to bury them. So we could put him on the ship, and then when we get the chance, I suppose...
Ooh, that's gonna stink up the ship, Sweetums.
Well, I mean, we can't just weave him.
What would you have? What about a space burial?
Well, that's pretty good.
All right.
Take him into space and eject him. Yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, we'll do that. All right. What the hell are you, this bacteria-looking thing? Can you... he's yelling at me. Dusha. What?
All right.
It looks strong.
This is my good friend Kielbasa.
Nice to meet you.
The only way to communicate with him is to be like, yell if you're having a good time. Quiet if you have a good time.
Yeah.
See?
Is it strong?
Are you strong, Kielbasa?
Yeah.
What's the heaviest thing you've lifted? Oh, that's heavy.
That's a stupid question.
So you ask him yes or no questions and then immediately ask him a not yes or no questions.
You ask him yes or no questions, yes.
Can you help me with this woofer?
That turns to you.
Turns out he can't... Oh, I can only understand me. I just can't understand him.
I look down. What? I look at Mark Mouth.
Mark Mouth just shakes her head. I just... It's been one hell of a day.
Hey, Kielbasa, can you help also Joel lift the woofer?
Oh, yeah. Kielbasa, her way over to the body of Kielbasa, slops around it, brings it inside herself, and then brings it onto the ship.
Kielbasa's our co-pilot, but also probably a mold.
Yeah.
Sentient mold.
And it's like, so, what's the plan?
I missed the world it came from. Right, Mark Mouth. Loved. I'll catch up while
yes,
you're
Yes, look, I'm sure we'll have time to discuss.
So, I've got this. It's a crystal.
Cosmic crystal, yes.
Yeah, the cosmic crystal, which I'm pretty sure everyone's after.
Right.
Bitch Hippo was after it.
Yes.
Pretty sure those neonites that I'm sure you had some adventure with, yeah? Yeah. All right. They're after
this
it.
This is technically a neonite's body. I did wrong in it.
I don't say anything for a good while.
You can see, like, now maybe you, like, look past Ape Joel and there's also Ape Joel behind Ape Joel.
Huh.
I forgot to explain that bit. Yeah, so...
I shoot you. What happens?
You find yourself in your old body. You think maybe it had something to do with proximity?
What the fuck?
Your new body is like,
why? A great orator it.
Oh my
calm
god!
Calm down.
What am I?
What
Who
are
shot
you?
Shot me.
I'm so sorry.
Oh my
god.
Hang
on.
Oh my god.
Can we hear? Well, how badly is he wounded?
It's not good. It's mortal. As it has to be.
I like, okay, who are you? Who are you? What are you doing here? What the fuck are you?
Are you landed on the planet?
No.
I'm a neonite. I'm a, kind of like goes for his neonite sword, but just can't find it. It's got its fists up. Come on.
Wait, what?
My hands are an ape's hands.
Hang on, how close to the door is he?
Pretty close.
I just, like, get up, open the door. He gets sucked out.
Yeah.
Shut the door.
What the fuck was that, Ape Joel?
A victim of my poor decisions.
If you watch as the neonite floats away.
Sometimes I think we all are, Ape Joel. Sometimes I think we all are.
I just like to point out I've been an ape for, like, 20 years and you still follow my orders. So who's the real ape?
I like to think we're a team and that we don't follow orders. We just
do
have a
good
discussion.
Do good.
Mark Mouth's like, so that was Emperor Slug, yes?
Yeah. He says we
Oh no, that was an Oh no, yeah, yeah, yeah. I thought you
Yeah.
Not him who's out there. Come on.
He wanted Bitch Professor Bitch anyway, I'll catch her up on this thing.
All right.
So yeah. We're here to get Professor Bitch Hippo.
Right.
Emperor Slug has him.
Yes.
But I made Bitch Hippo forget everything.
Well, that's good. Hopefully that'll Do you think he was after the information Bitch Hippo had?
Maybe. I don't know, but he said like he acted like we knew him.
Well, have you ever encountered him before?
No.
It's very strange. Look, from the criminal underworld, I've met a lot of his old worm boys, and a lot of them say he's a very different man than he used to be. He used to be, you know, the sort of fellow who'd try to steal it. He was always after the Zikmar crystals, and Zep Lightning was always fighting him. And then I think about maybe 5 years ago, he beat Zep Lightning to get it to death with a 2x4. But it's all over the news. It was terrible.
It was.
But he'd never killed before, except up until that point. So it's very strange. And he says he knows you?
Well, he said he knew me. It was like, he's like, not today, not again. I said, hey, we're mates. He's like, not anymore.
Hmm.
I
don't know. We could chat to his Zep Lightning is dead, obviously, but his sidekick, the Little Shock, still around.
All right.
You know, that's if we wanted to find out, that's an option. She kind of like gestures to take the crystal from you.
Yeah.
You know, these are like a dime a dozen in various parts of the galaxy. This is pretty useless.
Oh.
Yes. They're useful for creating, like, devices to sort of scan for things and find things. That's kind of what they're about.
I really wanted it. And we have his notebook about... flip through. We still have that? No,
yeah.
We gave that to the... What's it?
Yeah, you gave that to Missy.
Never mind. Yeah, there was, like, a diagram and this crystal was in the...
He's probably trying to find something.
Ah.
I suspect. So, can I have this?
Yes.
Sweet, because I have some debts I need to pay off. And I could just, with this one, I'm sorted.
Oh.
Yeah.
I thought you said there were a dime a dozen, Muckmouth.
Well, in certain parts of the galaxy, not here.
All right. Well, how about this? We hold on to that for now.
Oh, God.
And, like, because I'm sure, because Bitch Hippo really wanted it for some reason.
Right.
So we'll find out what he wanted it for, because I want to be like, yeah, you can have it. Then we eventually meet up with Bitch Hippo, and he's like, fantastic, give me the crystal. And I'm like, fuck, we sold it for debts.
Yes. So, well, you know, then that means we should... Okay, but let's not go to Minotaur. That's where I've got all the problems, Minotaur 6. So let's not go there then.
Well,
it's going to go there and try to repay the debts. But in that case, if we're not going to do it, don't fucking worry about it.
Yeah, like...
All right,
what's
all
the
right.
benefits of paying this debt off?
And then I don't get attacked if I go to Minotaur 6.
Well, then we just don't go to Minotaur 6. What's at Minotaur 6, Mark?
It's a nice place. Anyway, boys, fucking doesn't matter. We've made the decision.
I'm just curious as to be like, we have something and you want to go somewhere to stop you from being attacked when you go there, but why we want to go there?
It's just nice. I go there to do dealings, to smuggle things, to move things
look,
in and out.
All right, Muckmouth. We'll do it later. But right now, let's go see this little lightning shot.
I should probably catch you up quickly.
Yeah.
So, yeah, when I jumped into the Neo Knight when we were escaping Hot and Tasty.
He looked exactly like you.
No. Yes, he did. But, okay. So, I can't die anymore.
Yep, we established that. You've got...
Yeah, but it seems to be attached to my consciousness, not to my body.
All right.
Which is stressful.
Yeah, nah, fair.
So I jumped into a body. The owner guy was like, "You're not my mate." And then he stuck me in there. And then that body, whose name I forget, but he's the one in space now.
Yeah, fair. I tried to, like, the Empress Lark, I was like, "Mate?" And he's like, "No, that's weird too. It's never happened."
Why are people aware of our powers all of a sudden?
No, I don't like it. Anyway.
Radio, so what's your plan? You're going to head to Little Shock?
There's Little Shock.
Mark me out, like, I think he lives on Scorpion Boy 1, that planet. It means more surgery, yes.
I'm really liking this horse body,
yes, and the swinging cock, I imagine,
it's
is to your liking. And unfortunately, scorpions are without penises, so...
I'm not going to lie. Ape Joe, this is going to be challenging for me.
Hang on a second.
Right.
I look at Sweetums and I try and mind meld.
All right. Do you have any gooks?
I didn't need them.
You've already hooked in with Thinger. Oh, you can jump into his mind, but you can't mind meld.
No. Yeah, that's what I mean.
Oh, you're going to jump into Sweetums.
I just want to see if I can, because, like, I couldn't for a while.
You leap into Sweetums?
Oh, my God.
You're back, baby.
Oh my god!
A giant ape just falls,
and Sweetums suddenly.
Why does
has...
he never give us warning? We could have put a mattress. He could have sat down. Instead, like if he had swung forward, he would have crushed me.
I then immediately jump back out.
Sweetums is like, "What was that?"
I'm back, baby. Yeah.
I feel like this is the moment where you just jump into everyone because you can do it again. Boom, 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 boom. Let's...
What will Ape Joel do with his newly returned powers? Find out next time on the next thrilling episode of Dinosaur Universe.
Missed out on the grand opening and then closing of Dinosaur Land, ran past the gift shop because the animatronics got out of hand, been kicking yourself ever since you saw the get shot by a real astronaut T and you didn't duck in to grab it for fear of Bonobot? Then worry no more, because at FeddlersPress.store we now have official bootleg Dinosaur Land merch available for you to love and cherish. Just head on down to FeddlersPress.store and grab what you can before we get shut down for good this time.